Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. In deep stretch before the Vikings and the Indianapolis Colts do battle, this is Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com, and we decided to invite him back to Vikings Game Plan for the Verizon winning formula. He did so well last week in telling you exactly how the Vikings would beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Here he is. We go through offense, defense, and special teams. Let's begin with the Vikings offense.
I was going to start with the running game, but listening to Pete Bursich explain the Colts 3-4 defense, I think it's Christian Ponder figuring out this defensive front from the Indianapolis Colts. And we saw the Vikings go against a similar front in the preseason playing San Diego at Mall of America Field, and there were some problems. So I think the key offensively is for Christian to diagnose those problems, apply it to this game plan, and figure out what Indianapolis is going to do to attack us defensively. Dwight Freeney might not play in this game, but the cupboard is not bare behind Dwight Freeney. They have a couple of young linebackers who can fill that void, and I think Christian's going to have to figure that out. If he can, our offense can be productive. Do you remember the first play from scrimmage the Vikings had against the Jaguars?
Play action, pass, Rudolph right, 15, fooled everybody.
You had Bursich explaining that the Colts might try and isolate our tight ends against some of those linebackers. That could be a good play call against this front.
Defensively against Indianapolis, I would imagine a major key per the Verizon winning formula, rattling Andrew Luck.
Absolutely. It's our defensive line against their offensive line. They're a little bit banged up, and I think we're deeper, and I think we're more talented. So our defensive front has to take advantage of this Colts offensive line that might be down to their third string at guard. They might have a backup right tackle in there. Their left tackle is pretty good. Anthony Costanzo is a first-round pick. He's going to go against Jared Allen. But from a depth perspective, as the game goes on, it should be advantage Vikings.
Special teams, Percy, great on the kick returns last week. Blair Walsh, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Yeah, we talked about this in the preseason, and we never saw it, an explosive return. If you notice the Vikings offense, when they played well in week one, it was after some sort of quick change. At the end of the first half, we went into two-minute offense and did well. Coming out in the second half, we scored a touchdown after Blaine Gabbert lost a fumble. The offense played well at the end of the game. So when the pressure is on and there's a quick change, that's when the Vikings offense performs well. So I'd like to see an explosive return by Percy or Marcus Sherrills out of the kickoff return or the punt return to give our offense a spark and a short field.
Sounds like a formula to 2-0 for the Minnesota Vikings. We thank Mike Wabshaw, and on behalf of all of us with the Vikings Entertainment Network and Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks very much for watching.